Ice matters.
Word up.
Y'all, I'm so excited about tonight. Why are you excited?
No, not about this episode, but I am excited.
What about?
I got Angry Birds back.
Oh.
My original account.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
Shut up.
I'm so excited about this episode.
The super secret episode you want to tell me about?
Yes. You're going to have your mind blown.
I'd rather have other things blown.
Wow. Okay. So I got my new phone yesterday. I've already got it mastered.
Right? I didn't go that far, but
I've got it mastered. Okay. It's fairly easy, y'all. I don't have a home button, and I'm totally fine with that. I figured everything out, so it's great. But anyway, this is going to be kind of a long episode, probably. Okay, so tonight we are doing the Diet Love Pass incident.
What's that?
It is a crazy story that I'm so excited to tell. It's just, you're just going to have to listen to it. So I can talk more and more about it. Like, I can't say anything about it now because I want to go through everything. I want to see what you think. I want to see what you think happened to these people. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, now, I'm going to go ahead and name the people of the story. We have some hikers. They're non-hikers. Okay? And y'all, I'm sorry. These are all Russian names. So, I don't know. I'm probably not saying them right. I'm saying them how they look.
Where'd you get this idea?
Oh, I've known about this for a long time. It's a very famous story, and I wanted to be able to tell it right, you know? So I finally think we're at that point, and the story is fascinating. Okay, so we've got the hikers. We have Ludmilla, Yuri, Rustem, Alexander, Simeon, Zenaida, Igor, Nikolai, and another Yuri. Okay? Those are all the hikers. So.
Yuri and my other brother Yuri?
Exactly. There's like three Yuris in this story. I don't know. I guess that's a popular Russian name. So, let's do this. Tonight, we're going to head to the wilderness of the Soviet Union in January of 1959. Okay. Igor Dyatlov led 9 hikers, including himself, into the mountains of Siberia. There were 7 men and 2 women, and all of them were very experienced hikers. This was not their first hike. They had done this before. This was their group. They all got along. And just keep that in mind, okay? This was not new to them. So, their goal was to reach Mount Ortortan, which means don't go there. That's what the mountain name means. Do not go there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Can you take your earrings off, too?
I can just see it shaking, taking those earrings. But yeah, it means don't go there. Named by an Indian tribe called the Mansies. We're going to come back to them also. The trip was going to be a 350-kilometer ski trip. I did not look to see what that was, but I'm sure it's a good, a good ways. There was one survivor of the trip, and his name was Yuri Yudin, okay? He was only a survivor because he got sick and stayed in the last village they stopped in before they went on their big major hike. Yuri remembers hearing a conversation between Igor and a villager. Now,
Igor
Dyatlov is, he's one of the nine, but he is the leader, okay? He's the one that knows, you know, they all have mapped everything out, but he's kind of getting everybody through it. I think he's probably like the most experienced, you know, just the guide pretty much, but they're all friends. But he heard Igor and a villager talking, and he said it sounded like Igor was being warned about something. Okay. So Igor was being warned about something, but he couldn't tell exactly what it was.
What do you mean?
He just kind of overheard the conversation, and they were talking real low, but he knew it was something that the villager wanted him to be careful about, but he couldn't tell exactly what the villager was saying, you know? But anyway, keep that in mind also. So, everything, they went on their way, left Yuri in the village, and everything was going well. They all took fun pictures. They all kept very detailed journals. The pictures you can look at online. They're having a blast. They're all good friends. They're all laughing, cutting up, just having fun. Even the journal entries, they were, you know, they were fine. They were like, you know, the weather's kind of bad, but we're getting it. We're having a blast, and this is what we like to do. Pretty much stuff like that. Now, for fun, to keep themselves entertained, they made like a fun little newspaper thing. Each of them like kind of contributed, okay? They called it the Evening or Tortan. And the last thing written in their little newspaper was, quote, "From now on, we know the snowmen exist."
End like quote. The abominable snowmen?
Nobody knows.
Oh.
But that was the last thing that was written in it. So, hold on to that. On February 1st, they decided to set up camp. They set up at the bottom of a mountain slope of a mountain called Dead Mountain. So, at first, they were on Don't Go There Mountain. And now they're about to start up Dead Mountain. This does not seem happy, y'all. Okay, so... side note, the place they set up, they were at the bottom of a slope, which that is not a place where you would normally set up camp. I found out when you are going hiking like that, you wouldn't normally set up there, but you know, people seem to think that they were making good time and they wanted to keep their time going. So they set up where it just wasn't good. It was a little bit colder where they set up.
So Siberia, okay, we already get the idea. It's really, probably really damn cold.
Yes.
But, like, this mountain or whatever they're wanting to hike,
mm-hmm.
How is it in relation to, like, say, Everest?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. That's a really good question, though. I mean, honestly...
Because, you know, Mount Everest is loaded with, like, tons of once very... dedicated and hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, it still has dead bodies on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Which, you know, the mountains that we have here look like Everest to me if I ever had to climb them. So, I mean, I don't know how big the mountain was, but here's the thing. their trip was expected to take a few weeks. So, I would think the mountain's pretty high, right? If they were going to be gone at least for a few weeks to a month at a time, you know?
And what's his name again?
it is called... Where was it?
Don't go up there, but what's...
Dead Mountain and or Tortan Mountain.
Dead Mountain?
Yes, one of them was Dead Mountain and the other was or Tortan.
Okay, I'm just interested to see.
Okay.
Dead...
And I love that. I'm glad you're doing that, actually.
Dead Mountain. Dead Mountain movie, Dead Mountain book.
Yeah, there's a bunch of movies about it and stuff, which I would like to watch. Did you put how high was Dead Mountain?
Dyatlov Pass incident?
Dyatlov Pass incident, yeah. I love when you get into those stories.
Okay, says 3,599 feet.
So how, that's pretty big, right?
Okay, let's see Mount Everest. Well, I'm sure it's almost kind of the similar, maybe, conditions.
I have no idea. I will be able to tell you how cold it gets at nighttime.
29,000 feet.
Okay.
So Everest is, I guess, a lot higher.
A lot higher, but still, I mean, that's a good size mountain, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. So good. I'm glad you looked that up. Okay. So as I was saying, they were set at the edge of the mountain, the slope, and it does seem to get a little bit colder there. And everybody's just kind of guessing that they stopped there because they were making good time, like I said. But also, this part of the mountain was not prone to avalanches. All right.
Avalanche.
Huh?
Huh?
It's not an avalanche. It wasn't prone to avalanches. They hadn't had an avalanche there in years. Okay. Avalanche. So, on February 12th, they were supposed to let their friend Yuri Yudin, who stayed back at the village, know that they were okay. Yuri never heard from them, okay? So, that was February 12th. They set up camp on February 1st, okay? So, close to 2 weeks later. By February 20th, their families got nervous because they hadn't heard a word.
How long?
February 20th. They got to their campsite on February the 1st. Their families were starting to get nervous because they gave them a few days. You know, it's a tough mountain. So they're like, maybe it'll take a few extra days. That's fine. But on February 26th, the camp was found by search and rescue teams because nothing had been heard from the kids.
Ro-ro.
Yes. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Okay. The first thing they found were their tents. The tents were shredded from the inside. They didn't try to unzip the tents or untie them or however they had them. They were shredded from the inside. They were trying to get out as fast as they can. Let's see. It looked to the rescue team that they were trying to get away from something. It looked like all their footprints went in different directions. All of them were barefoot. None of them
had shoes. Wait, so it happened from inside the tent?
Yes.
So it was one of them?
What do you mean?
Like something happened to one of them?
I don't know. Hold on to that, okay? As I said, the footprints all went in different directions. None of them were wearing shoes. All right? And when this happened in the middle of the night, it was negative 24 degrees outside. So, no shoes. They were trying to get away from something. And we'll try to figure that out. Now, over 1 mile away from the tent, the first two bodies were found. It was the two Yuris. They were found laying side by side in only their underwear.
Gross.
Well, you'll see why.
Some Brokeback Mountain. What?
They were found under a tree. The branches in the tree were broken, but investigators found skin and blood left in the bark of the tree going up the branches. Their hands had blood and were scratched all over. Okay.
All right.
One had burns on the side of his head. There were also remains of a fire. His face was covered in blood and he had bruises all over his body. The other Yuri had bruises all over his face and pieces of his skin from his hand was found in his mouth. He had a burn on his leg. A few feet away were three more bodies. All right. We have Igor, Zenaida, and Rustem. All right. Igor was the leader. He was found face up, holding a branch with one hand and shielding his face with the other.
Like frozen?
Yeah. His cause of death was hypothermia. Rustem was lying face down. He had bruises on his face. His skin was ripped off of his right forearm. He had bruises on the joints of his hands, showing that he was trying to fight something. He was hit hard, causing a hemorrhage and causing him, like a hemorrhage in his brain, causing him to lose balance, making it easier for the hypothermia to set in. That's what he died from, was hypothermia. Zenaida, she was found and she had blood all around her body, but they could not determine if it was her blood or somebody else's. She died of hypothermia due to a violent accident, and that's all it said about her. Okay. After all these people were found, because that's not all of them, there's still more to be found. So, after they were all found, they had to wait till May for the ground to thaw out, for the snow to start melting. So, that's a few months after. So, they still had 4 more bodies to find, okay? But when they went back on May 4th, they found the bodies. These people did not die from hypothermia. They all had clothes on. They dug themselves, or they were found in a ravine, but they also dug themselves in the ground and put branches around where they dug so it wouldn't be as like a survival technique, like their backs weren't up against the snow. You know what I'm saying? By putting branches behind them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. They found them in their hole, and they also had a fire going. They could tell they had a fire. They all had internal injuries, and the report said that they all looked like they had been in a major car wreck. They did not have a lot of bruising on the outside, what's weird, okay? So when they looked at them, they didn't look so bad. But once they looked internally, we're going to go over that.
The autopsies?
Yes. Also, it said that since these people had so many clothes on, that they probably took the clothes from the people that died that we were just talking about. So that's probably why they were in their underwear and stuff like that. But none of them had shoes on. Okay, so let's start with Simeon. Simeon had crushed ribs and a crushed chest. No bruising. He was missing his eyeballs. He had an open wound to his head where you could see his skull. And the autopsy goes over a little bit more into depth, but it says that an avalanche could not have caused that. So,
well, no, I wouldn't
think. Thank you. Now, Simeon was found with a camera. Okay. They got the camera. And what's funny is Yuri Udin that stayed at the village when he saw the pictures, you know?
Yeah.
He said that he never had that camera. He had never seen that camera. All of them had cameras, but he had never seen that camera once, okay? But they did find the camera. When they found his body, the camera was around his neck, and basically trying to make people think that he grabbed it or whatever. That wouldn't be the first thing I grabbed. But they would also never release the pictures on that camera. They said they were damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they could not release the pictures. Exactly, saying that the pictures couldn't be used. Now, let's go to her name is so hard to say. Ludmilla, okay? This one's awful, y'all. If you have a weak stomach, fast forward. She was found frozen, but it looked like the way they found her, she was looking up with her mouth open like she was screaming, okay? That's how she was froze. This girl was wearing tons of clothes. So apparently, you know, she was wearing like two pairs of pants, three shirts. I mean, she was warm. Her pants that were on top had been burnt by a fire. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. She was missing her tongue. It was torn out by the root.
Ouch.
Yes. I'm not done. Her eyes were missing. Her ribs were broken. Her nose was busted. Her nose was flat against her face when they found it. Her upper lip was gone, exposing her teeth and her jawline. Let's see. And here's the kicker. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
She was alive when her tongue was pulled out. She wasn't dead yet.
Damn.
Yeah. She died from a heart hemorrhage. So, she was by far the worst out of all of this. Next, we have Alexander. Okay? It did not say much about Alexander. Okay? All it said was he had a broken nose in a deformed neck, so he could have been, you know, decomposed to the point where they couldn't tell, or maybe frozen salt. I don't know, but that was all it said about Alexander. Nikolai had skull fractures and a hemorrhage of the lower forearm. The doctor said that, you know, his forearm, that couldn't have been done the way it was broken and all that. Just by falling. Something else had to have happened. They were baffled. Like, it had to have had a ton of force behind it to do that to his arm. Like, they had never really seen anything like that with that much force. And that's really all it says about Nikolai. Okay? All the bodies that they found, all their chests were crushed in.
Like, stomped on?
Just crushed and broken, everything inside of it. So that is that. Now we're gonna stop there. I'm gonna leave y'all hanging for a minute, and we're gonna go to the next episode. Y'all hang out.